This is still working. Okay, we're going to start a devotion with a short song, number 22, Shout to the Lord. You sing it twice.
Ready?
My Jesus, my Savior, though there is none like you, all of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, to worship you. Shout to the Lord of the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the sea will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy. Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the sea will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Thank you, Vivian. The conference text. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all that he has made. Psalm 145. Over the next few days, we'll be looking deeper into this verse and into the promises made by God to believers. We have just sung the song, Shout to the Lord. Vivian and I chose this song for the last line that in it says, nothing compares to the promise I have in you. We hope that over the next few days, this phrase will come to have more meaning to you as you discover many of the promises God has made and how they impact on your life and the true riches we have because we have faith in our Heavenly Father. So, what is a promise? Promise is an assurance given by someone to do something or to refrain from doing something. A promise is only believable if the promise maker has credibility. Why would someone, or even you, make a promise? Perhaps you might want to reward a child for good behaviour or as an incentive for a child to do something they don't need to do but won't. They need to do but won't. E.g., I'll give you a treat if you tidy up your toys after finishing playtime. Promises are normally made for the good of the promise maker and or the promise receiver. Many promises are conditional. Why are promises so important? Because there is an expectation and certainty that it will take place. The receiver of the promise is looking forward to the promise being fulfilled. Hence, a significant promise has greater expectations about its fulfilment. If many people are waiting for a promise to be delivered on, then it can be a controlling factor in their lives and affects the way they live. It will also be a common bond between them all. Consequently, the trustworthiness and credibility of the promisor is paramount. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and following. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O men of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. Life throws all sorts of things of issues at us, and every now and then an incident may occur that we cannot get away from, and it is beyond our skill set to resolve, and so we become anxious. There is a promise in these verses: choose God's kingdom and its righteousness above all else, and your needs will be met. Put God first and you'll be rewarded. Do not be anxious, learn to wait. God is never early, God is never late, God is always on time. Time and time again, I've experienced many small blessings, and they are a continual reminder of the one who looks over me and cares for my every need. Back in 1995, our eldest two children were at the local primary school. Due to a combination of factors, we felt God's leading to put the children into a Christian school. This was not an easy decision to make, as we had a total of five children, fairly close in age, and we could see as the years went on, the financial commitment would be bewildering. However, we listened to God and trusted that our financial needs would be met over the years. This was a time of increased spiritual growth for both of us as we trusted God to provide our children's education. There were times when we did wonder how the next term of fees would be paid, but we were not let down. Vivian's home-based curtain-making business flourished at the right times, and when funds weren't needed, the work slowed down. Consider Romans 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. This verse tells me that God is always seeking to do good for those that love him, and this includes when things do not go according to plan. Because of the many blessings and answered prayers I've experienced in the past, I can look confidently to the fulfillment of all the promises that are in the Bible. The Bible contains many promises made by God, our Heavenly Father. There are promises made by him that have already been fulfilled, such as the provision of the Messiah. There are some that have yet to come to pass. But God's word is sure, and we can be certain that those prophecies that are yet to eventuate will come true, because of the declaration in Psalm 145, verse 13. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. This verse gives us assurance that all his promises come true, regardless of how long they take to occur. The statement is also backed up by 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is forbearing toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. One of the most important declarations made by God is the promise that was made to Abraham, which has yet to be honoured. In Genesis chapter 17 and onwards, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your descendants after you. And I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generations. Abraham died not receiving any of the promised land, and the promise has yet to be fulfilled. When we connect the verses above to Galatians chapter 3, verses 28 and 29, we have reason for great hope. There is neither Greek, neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you're Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. This is further expanded in Romans chapter 4, verse 13, and so following. The promise to Abraham and his descendants that they should inherit the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the inheritance of the law that are to be heirs, faith is null and the promise void. For the law brings wrath, and where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the descendants of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of us all, as it is written, I have yet made you the father of many nations. So the question is, who is going to be included in this promise? Romans 4, 16 and 17. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. In the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. And Galatians 3, verse 29. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. I find this very exciting and something that is so worth looking forward to, remembering that Jesus endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. He endured such hostility from sinners against himself that we may not grow weary or faint-hearted. The earth is such a wonderful creation. The Lord's Prayer says, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will one day be done on earth, eventually as it is done in heaven. Won't this be marvellous? Seeing God's will being done on earth. Why do I consider this promise to be so important? Because when God finished the work of creation, he said it was very good. Currently, creation is in a parlous state. It is not good. 2 Peter 3, verse 13 teaches us that, but according to his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. This was also foretold in Isaiah 65, 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. This promise has so many built-in expectations that its fulfillment is something to look forward to live in a world where righteousness dwells. What a wonderful place it will be. This new earth will be ruled over by the Messiah Jesus when he returns to earth. Isaiah 9, verse 7. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. In conclusion, the future kingdom is ours, provided we stay the course, never lose faith in spite of the obstacles that occur in life. There is a promise in Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. All things work together for those who love the Lord, so never give up. Remember, every difficulty you experience has already been suffered by Jesus. Don't lose heart or grow weary. Thank you. So to conclude this devotion, we're now going to sing As the Deer Pants for the Water. We've chosen this song as it expresses our heart's desire to follow God as we seek to be devoted to Him and to serve Him. And like deers panting for something so basic, we need to always be seeking for God. So you'll play an intro?
Start. Some really beautiful promises Andrew's drawn out.